East Coast Breakfast.
The death of Pope Francis is a massive global event that the world is going to be focusing on right now. He passed at the age of 88 on Monday, and what happens next is one of the longest historically fascinating occurrences within the religion. And so joining us right now is the Dean and Head of the School of Religion, Philosophy and Classics at UKZN, Professor Simangaliso Khumalo. Good morning, Prof.
Morning. How are you?
Well, Prof, thank you so much for joining us this morning and helping us understand this fascinating process.
It is quite fascinating indeed.
So my first question, Prof, is I don't know if this Pope or Pope Francis wanted it any differently, but will he lie in state?
Of course, maybe he's going to lie in state, firstly for his close family, and also for his colleagues in the ministry, for them to come and see him. And then he will be taken over to the cathedral, where everybody is going to be coming to pay their respect on him for the rest of the time, whilst the preparations are going on for his burial.
And then, Prof, is there a designated location where where former popes, I guess, are traditionally buried?
Oh, of course, yes. They are buried at the St. Peter's at the Basilica in the Vatican. But what has been interesting with him, he asked to break the tradition by being buried at Santa Maria, which is just outside St. Peter's, which is a lower profiled monastery and a place and cemetery. So he's not going to be buried where all other popes have been buried all the time. He's gone to a much more, into a poorer,
humble,
and lower kind of a place, and in terms of the status of the Vatican and places and basilicas.
So, Prof, I'd like to know what formal procedures are going to happen now between his death and then obviously the conclave meeting and then deciding on the next pope.
Well, what's actually happening at the moment, you have the cardinals. They have already been summoned. Mm. They are going to Rome. There has been Farrell has been appointed as the one who is in charge, Cardinal Farrell, in charge of the Vatican City now. Well, that's other dynamic that we need to be aware of, is that actually the Vatican is treated, which is the headquarters of the Catholic Church in the world, and all that, is treated as a city on its own.
Mm.
And so you have this leader who has been appointed to head the Vatican at the moment, both the church and the city in the Vatican. In fact, one of the first things that he did, the Chamberlain had to go to seal the door of the papal bedroom, seal it, close it. That is done for two reasons, so that no one can go in there, but for two reasons. The first reason is to mark the end of the Pope's reign, of Pope Francis's reign specifically. That's to mark it symbolically by sealing it off and closing it off to the public.
Mm.
But secondly, it's so that they avoid people getting in there and start fiddling with his documents, because that puts the whole thing into a risk of forgery and other things and fraud that could be committed. And so it's sealed off. And then after that, there was, of course, the announcement. And then after that, the cardinals are meeting on a daily basis to run the affairs of the church, because the church still has to be run. Those meetings are going on. And also the meetings that are preparing for the burial of the Pope, and also looking at the masses that are being held all over the world by people, by Catholics, in respect to the Pope who has left out.
Fascinating.
Prof,
process.
I have to ask you this quick last question here. Do you think we'll see an African Pope this time around?
We hope. We have seen African popes before, in 189 AD.
Wow.
They elected, there was Pope Victor I, was from North Africa, in 311 to 314, which was actually the most critical time in the life of the church, because that was the time when Emperor Constantine the running and helped to carve the current church as we see, the creed and all some of the important documents of the church. It was led by an African pope at the time.
Wow.
And then in 492 to 496, we also had Miltiades, who was also from North Africa. But unfortunately, from 496 up to today, we've never had an African.
It's been way too long.
Well, it is time for a Victor II.
Hundreds of years.
Victor II.
Let's go.
We'll wait for a Dean and Head of the School of Religion, Philosophy and Classics at UKZN, Professor Simangaliso Khumalo. Thank you so much for joining us.
From 6 a.m. weekday mornings on East Coast Radio.